Hello. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, what's up, y'all? How's everything and everybody? How was everyone's Thanksgiving? I hope everyone got together, family, man, and enjoyed and ate and, you know, you do what you do, you know. So, myself, it was cool. You know, me and my son, we was home. Did he work? No, he didn't. So we just watched football together, man. It was cool. It was, you know, it was actually the first time I've never gotten with family. But at the same time, my two oldest, man, they married. My daughter's in Virginia. I mean, Dallas, Virginia. I'm thinking about my mother, you know. So she's down in Dallas. So, you know, we did what we did. Everything was cool, man. And we saved a bunch of money, which I don't have any spent anyway. So, you know, that's the whole point here. But it's all good. The whole point with me is I come to understand a lot of things that I've had and understand the things I don't have. Because, see, the things I don't have, I've had. But the things that I'm speaking about are so materialistic that it is absolutely mind-boggling. All the jewelry, the clothes, the cologne, this, that, yada, 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 buying cars and spending money like, whoo. But then when you turn around and you look at the results of everything that you've done, you say, thank you, Jesus. And see, that's the one aspect of me going through what I'm going through is I understand it. And I understand the things that I've had to go through to get to where I am now. Now, beyond now, I have no idea what's going to happen, you know what I mean? I just want to ready myself now that when my eyes close and they open again, I'm walking with Jesus. That's all. You know, everything else is like, okay, I'm going to try to leave a mark and say, hey, listen, everybody, please, I got you. I understand you. I feel you. You know, when you don't believe in something, okay. You don't have to believe in God. And I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about all of us that, you know, hooting, hollering, yeah, hallelujah, Jesus, then smoke a joint. Well, I still haven't seen anything in the Bible yet that said we're not supposed to smoke weed. You know, I know they used a lot of incense back in the day, but what was it? But I don't know. But I'm just saying, maybe that's a justification for me to do what I do. Or maybe it's a justification for me to stop doing what I do. You know, so it really doesn't matter. I got it that you may not believe. But when you have something, God left us a manual, a book called the Bible, okay? About many different variations of it, many different languages, many different interpretations of it. That is the greatness of this book. This guideline that God gave to all of us. None of us would ever have an excuse to say, well, God, I didn't know. Really? Every opportunity in the world was there for you to know. Now, some people that read the Bible, you know, I think Bill Maher, he read the Bible front cover to cover, you know, maybe 2-3 times, and he don't believe. But I think he wants to. I do believe he wants to, but he, I believe, is one of these that just cannot comprehend why, if there's a God, why would God allow this kind of stuff to take place on this earth? Well, if you read the Bible, then you understand why. Because we made a decision. He gave us the ability to think for ourselves. Gave us the greatest brain to ever be created, never to be duplicated, period, and put it in billions and billions of people, and they are all different. All the brains are different, okay? Every one of us. And yet, we're all the same. Now, I guess that came from whatever, you know, dirt or, you know, the explosion, and this was, it was a big bang and everything, but I got it all. That's some bad stuff that took place. I'm going to tell you the truth. It's like, well, they put humanity together. Well, they have yet to explain then why has humanity been so stupid with the brains that we all have that this is the only alternative in terms of how we have chosen to live. When all the same time, if we had chosen to live and be in obedient to God, then how would we be living now? How would we be living now?
Man. Go ahead, brother. Preach out.
I'll tell you, Chuck.
Hey, listen. They may not get it.
They may not.
No, not tonight. But you got to keep preaching, brother.
I got to keep preaching.
Dad, you got to. Hey, man. Back it up. Give them the truth.
The whole truth?
Nothing but the truth.
I already did.
When? Where was I?
I don't know where you were, bro, but you wasn't here. You must have been sleeping again.
I don't sleep like that, homie.
Oh, you don't sleep like that?
No, sir. You know that. You know I'm your Jesus boy all day. That's it.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you say.
That's all good.
I know. But at the same time, hey, people, I got that you don't want to believe, but can you please just look at something that says everything that we've done tells us everything that we are doing and warning us about everything that we're going to do. And at the same time, we don't believe, okay? But can you at least just look at it and say, and ask yourself a question. Is what you are believing, is it actually working? See, we have entered the stage of a lawless society. See, when you get to that point there, you're roasted, toasted, and boasted out of here. You ain't lying. I had people talking about, wait, Donald Trump, he has 4 years left. No, he don't. You got told, we told you all what he's going to do. Do you not see what's going on? But, hey, listen, he told you. That's all I can say. Period. Now, hold it. Back it up. It may turn out to be the best thing. Because maybe the system needs a change. The only change this system needs is a godly change. And I heard him say one time, and I'm listening, watching him say it, okay, maybe it was AI, but you know, the biggest problem with this country is that we don't pray anymore. I was like, wow, he's right. You think we took prayer out of everything? No prayer in school, no prayer here, no prayer there. And what do you mean? Whoa, whoa. Everybody can pray the way they pray. What's the problem? Muslims want three times a day. Hey, you know, Christians may want three times a day, and somebody else may want three times a day. Can you bring all that prayer together, and can you see the unity that could come from all of that prayer? But no, we gotta get that out of here. Say, well, that's all, man, we gotta move it. Can't let them in. No. Why not? Now you're gonna start respecting people. Oh, what's wrong with respecting people? Say, man, they don't want that, they want the power, bro. Power. Do, 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 do. Do, do, I got the power. Do, do, do. Oh, oh, ah. Say, you know what? It's all good, though, right? Because, see, me personally, I'm at a point now that's like, all I want to do is open my eyes one day and I'm walking with Jesus. Because all this stuff here, all this mess here that we you know, we fight so hard to have and keep and do, you know, it's gone. You know, you're walking down the street, somebody walk up to you and just shoot you in the back. And it's publicized like, wow, we must find this person. We couldn't find a motive. You know, I give you a motive. I give you a motive.
Ease up, bro.
No, man. No, man. What? Just hold. You want to be right? What you getting ready to say? Yeah, no. You know, and that's the whole point. There's no respect here, man. Nobody gives a good squat about Dilly. And you know what? When you separate Bo from Diddly, what you got? You ain't got Diddly. Okay? And that's the whole damn truth, because you don't have Bo. Now, what is Diddly going to do? Because Diddly don't give a damn. So you create a separation where you separate Bo, because Bo give a damn. Diddly don't. And Bo Diddley, I don't mean to use your name like this, okay? It just came out when I'm talking. That's all it is. But it's the truth. We all have these sides, man, that we think about, touch on. I ain't doing this no more. And you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again. I ain't doing it no more. All right, this is it, Lord. That's it. I'm done. You're gone. And every time you go back, it gets rougher. It gets nastier. It gets, what the hell are you doing to yourself? When you get to that point there, and I started asking myself questions, what am I doing to myself? I'm so much better than what I'm doing. I got locked. The devil got me locked in that mode. Oh man, self-pity, this and that. How could this happen? How could, oh man, Uncle Daddy pop up no more. You know, when you get broken down to the point where you look at yourself and you say, man, I'm going to be by myself for the rest of my life. I said, who in the hell, what woman wants to be with an old, broke, behind man? And blind. I said, what? Oh, man, damn, you up on yourself, man. I said, I'm not beating myself up right now. But you have. Yes, I have. Okay, but at the same time, we all have to go through, I believe. I know, the one thing I can say, I never said, God, why me? God, what in the world? Why? Even early, before my relationship with the Lord is just like, boom, blossom. You know, going from playing cowgirl at Redino, first go round to coming back and playing nothing but Lee Williams and Dow McFadden and Deborah Snipes and so forth. That's all I play. Then maybe she has hers that she likes, you know. I gotta have a little in my gospel music. That's all. But everybody have their own preference. We all have our own preference. We all have the ability to think for ourselves. So if everybody just sit back and ask themselves one question. Is what we're believing in, whether you call yourself a Christian or a Muslim or whatever, I'm non-believer and all this other stuff and so forth and so on, all these different groups of people. You know, I asked people before, I said, you know what, do you realize that there are no last names in the Bible? None. And all this comes from the separation of humanity. So when you want to control people and dictate and dominate, you separate them. America. You have been separated. You've been separated from yourselves. You've been separated from your jobs. You've been separated from your kids. But the biggest separation of all, you've been separated from God. It's not about what you do. You can drop in the church every day and just pay and tie your money and this and that. Yeah, as God told my man, I said, Jesus told me, what's his name? I can't remember a whole lot of stuff like that, right? Because everything that I'm speaking about for myself is not coming from something that someone else wrote other than to teach me, but not to be redundant to it. to send people to it. I think that is my biggest thing. You know, I would send you to the Bible. People say, well, why should I read the Bible? Well, a little knowledge and wisdom and understanding in your way of thinking. That's it. That's why there are so many interpretations of this book. That's how great this book is. Because all the various interpretations, but it's that one book that's being interpreted by the world.
That's some bad power there, boy.
You ain't lying. When you talk about power, you say, yeah, I own Tesla, I own this. Now, you don't own nothing, man, because you think your last breath, you're gone.
I'm the president of the United States. Yeah, you are for now. You take your last breath, no longer are you.
This is who we all are. We're all going to die one day, regardless of what you say, how you say it, when you say it, what bubble time freezing my body, all you want to do, that's all it is the body, because the spirit is gone. Never to return to that body. But if it does return to that body, and you have it frozen sitting over in that corner or in an ice bucket and ice box somewhere that you paying for every month or whatever it is, or you don't pay thousands of dollars to keep your thing, keep your body on ice. For what? I mean, seriously, for what? But hey, there's no way. I don't want to come back to this earth as it is. I want to come back to this earth as it was created to be, as we were created to be. Perfect. In spite of us, this earth replenishes itself all the time. We can't replenish ourselves, but we shouldn't even have to even replenish anything. But we chose to do so. We chose to be disobedient to God, as we are choosing now to consistently be disobedient to God. Okay. I'm only a messenger, you know. It's like, hey, it is what it is. I'm a messenger. It
ain't good.
I'm telling you now. It's just not. But, hey, listen, you know, come January, we'll say, hey, it might get better. Maybe some of these agencies, a lot of these agencies, all of these agencies need to be gutted. I believe that. I truly do. Okay? Because it is entirely too complicated to get something done in this country. It is pathetic how seniors are treated in this country. Absolutely, totally, completely, without unequivocally disrespectful to seniors in this country. But it is what it is here. Maybe it will change. I don't know. But the only thing that truly needs to change is our commitment to God. Through the faith and belief and trust that Jesus Christ gave his blood on the cross for all of us. All of us. That's how great God is. He's consistently, all the time, as long as we're here, giving us opportunity to be with him. And the only way you will achieve that is ain't about what you're saying in your mouth. It's about what you do with your time. It's about what you do with your praises. It's about how much time you spend with the demon, how much time you spend with God. Because as we pollute our minds with various different things and thoughts and so forth and so on, and we don't call on God, and we want to sit there and we want to boo-hoo and cry and, oh my goodness, what's this going to do? Well, whatever it was, it was. It's done. And you take a different approach. I just pray to God that he gives me the opportunity to look at myself and say, What the hell am I doing to myself, man? It's like, why am I thinking like this? Why am I allowing myself to even feel like this? I'm better than this. As my man said in that song, I'm more than a conqueror. Much more than a conqueror. I see the conquering that's going to come from God. I already know that whatever all this is, this too shall pass. So with that, I'm going to say,
night, night.
After a while,
crocodile.
Later. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Y'all get that? On earth as it is in heaven. So I believe heaven and hell right here on this earth. And this is God's creation. Lord, give us this day our daily prayer that we understand. That we will understand and commit our lives to you and only you. So that when the time comes to expire off of this earth, we never leave. Just pray that your heart, your soul, your spirit is with Jesus to the point where when your eyes open again, you're in paradise. And all of this is over. It's done. Nothing to be remembered. Nothing but beauty. That's why so much scripture consistently says, leave the past in the past. But we can't do it. For you, Father, are the power, the kingdom, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. After a while, y'all. See you later, Gators.